Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that the Liberal Party of Canada has deemed demonic hate speech. The man in front of me, hating these demons, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, you're Pantelis, he's Chris Ramsey, and that guy is a
demon.
Wizard, you conjured the demons before.
Yeah, I have. Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely in the bathroom.
I saw a trailer of a movie that I think we should all go watch together.
What's that?
It's called Late Night with the Devil.
I saw that trailer.
Bro, what
looks
are we doing?
Amazing.
We going?
That looks
going?
Amazing. That's coming out on my birthday. It's coming out on my birthday.
Boys Night.
It's March 22nd, your birthday?
Yep.
What day is that this year?
It's on a Saturday.
Okay. The 22nd?
Yeah.
It's on a Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
22nd?
I'm not sure.
Is it March? I think it's can you check with that? March 22nd?
Oh, the 24th, I mean,
it's in 10 days
is a
from
Sunday.
Now, so
yeah,
it has to
it's
be
a Friday.
It's a Friday?
Yeah, March 22nd, okay. Friday.
It's Viron's birthday, too. Same day.
Shit.
You go, I think you're in
but I'm an awesome.
Show.
Yeah,
I'm,
I think I'm at Club Soda.
I'm opening for you that night, I think.
Mm. Nice. Yeah. You've already been doing the shows there.
Yeah, I've done like, I don't know how many, like six maybe.
How are they going?
They're going really good.
Yeah?
The show's way better than I thought it was.
Yeah, how long are you running right now?
I'm doing like an hour 15.
Oh, okay.
But at first I was like, the show isn't there yet. And then everyone was like, no, this is the show. And I was like, no, I don't think. And then like, the more I think about it, and I listen to my sets every night before I go on stage.
Oh, cool.
And then I'm like, oh shit, it's a show. Like it's a show. I'm
great.
Happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've heard good things. People
so
are
it's
happy.
Gonna crush in like 6 months from now.
Yeah,
like once you're running it, as
it's gonna
as
crush
you are.
After the Club Soda.
Yeah, like, exactly that.
It's the weirdest thing though, because it was like every other show I've done, I like put a lot of thought into it, and this was just like, this happened.
Really?
This seems like a bit, and then like it was like I was just like putting like pieces like almost a puzzle for time, and then it turned out to be like a. Pretty
that's
decent
sick.
Show, but I was worried at first because I was like, when the critics are gonna come in, like the reviewers, I'm gonna get murdered. But I think I'm gonna do okay.
Yeah,
yeah, I think so.
Wait, because the content, I was
because it's my last show I wrote it when I was going through a depression,
right,
and I was in a shitty relationship, so there was so much anger and fucking. Shit. Like hatred and anger is good for writing jokes. When you're angry, jokes are way better. And this show, I'm just so happy. And I'm just like, my life is so fun and easy. So I was like, no one wants to see a guy that's just happy. But you know, it's different. It's
It's a fun take on things.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like watching a cartoon.
That's kind of cool that you're not giving them the same show they just had either. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like that's going to be a whole new side.
It'll so look cool. like I had a writing crew and I fired everyone.
You're like, I can do this like, myself.
You sad motherfuckers. All your jokes about depression.
We were talking in the green room here with the French comics about that, about critics coming to the shows. And then I said, yeah, no one ever writes anything about me. And then they asked me, they go, well, do you invite them? You have to invite them. It's like a thing to invite them. And then
really?
I go, why the fuck would I invite them? I go, then, like, then they're not going to write. I go, then perfect. Then no one's going to talk shit. Why would I invite these assholes to my show?
That's so you stupid. Should invite them. So they talk shit.
I don't want to invite them. I like having fun.
No such thing as bad press, though.
No, there's no such thing as bad press.
Unless you rape someone.
Yeah,
but that's not at your show.
The good thing is, like, and that's what I was thinking for my show. If I get really bad reviews, my fans will be like, look at the media. Fucking media trying to bring Mike down.
Right.
Like, it'll help me
that's
sell
sick.
Tickets. if people say it's fucking garbage.
Well, you get to a point, I think, as well in like fame or whatever, where your fans sort of defend you.
Yeah.
Because like if you're just starting out in anything, the whole internet's going to collapse on you. There's no one to take your side. Mm. But if you got fans, they'll like even in comments and stuff, they'll be like, hey, don't say that. But like, you don't even fucking know. Yeah. They're like, and they'll like fight for you, which is kind of cool.
That's what happened in Just for Laughs. They announced that they were going bankrupt and all their fans came out and said, no, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on with that?
Just for Laughs. Yeah. It's weird because I got a call from, well, you got a call from Bill Brown saying too. Yeah. I got a call before it closed or whatever. And he calls me and he goes, hey, did you hear about Just for Laughs? And I'm like, what? He goes, it's not doing well. And I was like, okay, yeah, no, mm-hmm. I didn't hear that, but I assumed it the festival sort of business plan isn't viable anymore, really. Right. Yeah. Like having fucking galas that cost like $9 million a show,
yeah,
and flying in fucking huge stars from LA, paying them crazy money, mm-hmm. and then having trouble selling tickets, it just doesn't make sense. But I thought when he told me they're having problems, I was like, oh, there's going to be an article, Just for Laughs having problems, and then the government's going to step in and give them a bit of money.
Oh.
I thought it was almost like a marketing
thing.
That
would make sense. Kind of like what happened with CBC.
Yeah. I thought it was a marketing thing so that people go, oh, I don't want these people to lose their job. And then he told me, he was like, no, they fired like 90 people. And I was like, okay, yikes. Yeah, that seems... excessive. Like a lot.
Seems like a lot of people for a festival.
A festival.
Yeah. How many people work there? 93.
That seems like a whoa.
I think there were just like a little, because in the old days they used to be like 150, and now they dropped it down. Whenever I'd go to Just for Laughs the last couple of years, there was no one.
Yeah.
So there was probably about 100 employees. So if they fired 90, there was 10 people.
How many of those employees are just like mobsters that are just collecting a check doing no work, like, you know what I mean? That's how they get a lot of them get paid.
I think
they gotta have a legit job,
not there, not at Just for Laughs. No. They couldn't do it anymore,
but Just for Laughs, if there's only 10, that means it was just VPs.
Yep.
So it was like, okay, all the vice presidents are there, and jeez, they're like, okay, which vice president's gonna clean the toilet?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I was and then when I found out it actually filed for bankruptcy, I was like, oh, fuck. Because at first, like, when Brownstein talked about it, he was talking about the French side.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think separating the French and the English side, someone is going to take over the French side.
Yeah.
But the English side, like, it's too big. And there's Netflix as a joke.
The market isn't
bigger
here.
Stars.
You could, if you have enough money and you don't care about the debts, you have about $20, $22 million in debts, you could use that brand. The problem is you would have to gut it completely because you would have to take the brand and whatever they own, but get rid of all the people.
Yeah.
Start fresh because you don't know who was a fuck up and who wasn't.
Yeah, I called because I mentioned the owner of the Montreux Comedy Festival.
I did too.
Yeah, and... I texted him because my girlfriend was like, you should text them. Like so I texted him, hey, they're talking about you in the paper. But the reason they were talking about him is because I was talking about him. So I thought it was just funny because like I think for a festival to work, you need, or any business like Cirque du Soleil, you need one dude running it that's a crazy rich and doesn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Like, we had that, but then you guys got rid of him.
We got rid of them because of 11 alleged, or actually more like 28. But you know,
he did like 30 rapes.
Oh, he raped everyone.
Yeah, like it wasn't even. Yeah. It wasn't even close.
Yeah,
like it wasn't a misunderstanding.
But, yeah, Howie Mandel bite after that.
Yeah, but that's one thing.
No, we're talking about Howie Mandel.
Howie never, like, remember when he bought it? He was like, I'm the new owner. I'm the new. Disappears. And now he didn't even fucking tweet once.
Not once.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Fucking Howie Mandel.
Did he? I thought it was just to up the percentage so that it's Canadian owned.
No, the Canadian version was because he's American now. He like I don't even think he still has his Canadian citizenship.
Oh, right. Shit!
So
right.
the Canadian section was Bell. Bell had 26%, Evenko 25%, and then it used to be ICM, or it is ICM, that has 49%. Mm. But the thing is, like, Bell is fucking, they're making money, but all of their media is just dying. Yeah. So you don't want, like, a company like Bell that's losing money with radio, with TV, if they're losing money with a festival, they're not going to put any money.
Yeah.
And then Evenko, fucking Jeff Molson, he doesn't invest in anything.
It's not like they just started losing money.
Yeah.
It's no, like this hasn't been working for a while.
They paid $65 million 4 years ago, and they lost $75 million since they bought it.
Strong brand.
So they like, it cost them...
Yikes.
Yeah, it cost them $140 million in the last four Ooh. Years. So that's like... that. When I was...
Where's that money?
But that's the thing. I may be...
There's people with fat pockets, like fat bags out there that are just chilling.
I might be a fucking Greek kid from Park X, but I know how to run a fucking business, bro. These guys are idiots.
Yeah, yeah. But like, so since I mentioned the guy from Montreux, because I think like the same with Cirque du Soleil, when it used to be Guy Laliberté that was running it, they made crazy moves, but they made crazy money. But then he sold it to some Chinese group. Right. So whenever it's a meeting with businessmen,
yeah,
they always make like stupid decisions for money, and that's what's happening, or that's what happened with Just for Laughs. So I was like, we need to get one guy or one lady that has fucking shit ton of money,
yeah,
and that likes artists, and like, yeah, if you go, hey, look, we're gonna lose $10 million a year, but we're gonna have a good time, and in 5 years, we're gonna
make some, we'll be back, money.
And then we're gonna make real money. You need someone that goes, oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
but those people are super rare. And Grégoire from the Montreux Festival, I was like, I think he's that type of dude. So that's why I mentioned him. Mm-hmm. And then he called me, and he was telling me, he was like, he goes, I think like Just for Laughs isn't dead, the name, but like, people, when they talk about Just for Laughs in the States, they call it the Montreal Comedy Festival.
Yeah. That's
so
right.
He goes, if I just fucking start my festival,
call it the Montreal Comedy.
It's going to be the Montreal Comedy Festival. So why would I pay
for
a name? And then he goes, on the French side, Juste pour Rire is associated with Gilbert Rozon, who's, everyone sees him as a fucking, like a serial rapist.
Right.
So the name is ruined. So
the name's ruined anyways.
So he goes, so now what, he goes, I think I'm just going to, because he started a little festival. He was like, I think I'm going to
expand,
make a bigger addition this year and do it during Just for Laughs. And he goes, I'm going to need help. So like, he was asking who the good employees were at Just for Laughs.
I got a couple names for
you. To get them, because he was like, because you don't want to hire everyone, because if you hire everyone, they'll make the same shit. Fucking, it's the same, like, it's the same dumb people that lost money.
I got three people that are, well, I'm not going to say it publicly, but we'll talk after.
But if on the French side, I know it's the same guy. So I even texted like the contact info. Yeah.
Was it Just for Laughs? Just like, it was like a showcase before. Because they would do that a lot for people who wanted like sitcoms and stuff.
Right? Yeah. So the what turned into New Faces, not the Canada one became a joke, but the New Faces one, then they changed the varieties, other people kind of took over.
But that's not the deal anymore. Like,
it's not the deal anymore. You come here.
It used to be like that you'd come to, like in the 80s, you came to Just for Laughs when you were a young comic. They didn't pay you much, and then people would leave with, like, they'd have deals that, like, CBS would be like, here's 400,000, don't audition at any other network.
Right, just they would bid on you.
Like, and just not even let's fucking, let's build something. They just didn't want the other networks to steal, since everyone had so much money.
Yep.
And there was a guy, I forget what his name was, I don't even know how to find him on Google. He had a name, like a dumb name, like Chicken Face, or some stupid name. He got like
the biggest one ever,
600,000 or 700,000 deal,
yeah,
and then
to be shelved,
just to and then people were like,
to like reserve
what
your spot.
The fuck,
but like, the guy was hacking.
He's a shitty shitty comic.
Good, like, for him.
Yeah. And then so the year after that, Artie Lang came, and he started getting the shitty deals. I think Artie got 18,000.
Oh my god!
Which isn't still bad.
No, in comparison to 600,000 for Chicken gig, Cluck Cluck or whatever.
But like, because I was watching, it was Kevin James is on Rogan, and he was talking about,
I like Kevin James.
That's how he got his NBC deal, and eventually turned into King of Queens or whatever.
Yeah, but, and the movie Swinger. Swingers by Jon Favreau.
Right, yeah.
So Jon Favreau was a stand-up. Mm-hmm. He got that deal. He got $100,000. And he said everyone that came off of Just for Laughs with money just moved to L.A.
And you made it.
And they were like, fuck it. I have $100,000 in my bank account. Fuck. And then they started living the good life. And then after a year, they had nothing. So he was like, I'm gonna keep my job. He worked in a video store. It's like, I'll keep my job in the video store. I'll take the $100,000 and I'll make a movie. And that's that's how he financed. So Just for Laughs financed Swingers.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all before my time. The first time I got in was with Mike 2018 for Two Drink Minimum. And then the year after is when remember to do my hour the first time in English. And then they're like, we'll give you $700.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn it. The good days are behind us.
That's what sucks, like when you arrive somewhere and the good days are over.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I think it was that year, we had some, like we'd have people going, offering us deals.
Yeah.
But they, with no money.
No money.
They'd be like, hey, it would be fun to do a sitcom together. Okay, yeah, all right. Okay, so just write an episode and then we'll pitch it. Okay, so how much... Yeah, no, but if we sell it, you'll get money.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so shouldn't I just write it on my own?
We'll pitch it
ourselves. Why are you?
100%, yeah.
Why are you? Who are you? You're some fucking drunk guy at the festival.
Yeah.
You're not my first
That's every single producer in the world, though.
Yeah.
That's not every... I get hit up by producers for TV shows all the time because of magic and puzzles and whatnot, so like... They're in the DMs once a week being like, hey, we think you're extraordinary and you'd be an amazing fit for Lithuania Has Talent or like whatever the show is. Like it was one of the Got Talents, right? And you're like, oh, you're just hyping me up. And they'll do that. They'll be like, yeah, you're so awesome. You're going to win for sure. And like that's all. And they're just trying to get you to go along. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, here, I did my job. And that's it. Like their job is literally, hey, you meet you. You guys sign a deal. And like, hey, I did my job. You know, and you're like, come on.
For me, I think what I'm taking from it all, because I didn't get a big break from any of it, is memories. And even though last year Mike got me onto the Nasty Show, and that was my best
You
memories,
did the last Nasty Show.
The last Nasty Show ever.
That's true. The greatest show in the history of Just for Laughs.
I got to be part of it.
You were the last.
But Skankfest is kind of like...
Skankfest is taking over.
Taking over as the premier,
Nasty Show, yeah.
But also the premier comedy festival.
But it's not really a festival, though, because it's just one venue, right?
No, it's a festival.
But they...
On Fremont Street, they had a few venues. They had
a bunch
of venues.
Oh, yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I think it's going to be the... Like, at least for us, who like real comedy, it's going to be like the thing.
There's a ring where people fight and they're tripping on acid and they're boxing like in the middle of the thing and then there's shows here and there. But the shows are like jam-packed. Everything's jam-packed. It's standing only. Everybody's standing like...
So I didn't get anything from any of the Just for Laughs, but I leave with memories. The first Just for Laughs, 2018, remember that? Best memories ever. Not only was it the craziest year, we had the most fun, if you remember. All we did, it was the year that I got in because of Mike, Two Drink Minimum did a live show. All we did was cause trouble. Mm. Mike was fighting with the people from France, threatening, breaking, trying to break champagne glass on the floor.
I started a war with the country.
Yeah. with a whole country.
That story, I came in angry because my manager told me, he goes, you have a meeting with Netflix tomorrow morning. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get too drunk. Show up for my meeting with Netflix, and then I see 9,000 fucking comics from France. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And they're like, yeah, we want to meet the French comics. And I was like, okay, so my meeting is like, I'm in a fucking...
It's a panel.
Yeah, I'm at a fucking Comic-Con, and you're William Shatner, and I'm some fucking guy just what the... So I was kind of pissed, and then I got angry. Who'd I get angry at? Or I had tweeted, I had banned a guy the night before because there's a producer in France that he was at Le Bordel. Mm. And when I found out, I just, I texted Charles. I was like, you fucking throw that guy out. And then I tweeted, he's banned from the club forever. And anyone that's ever worked for him is also banned. And then...
Because he was Chinese.
Yeah. And then...
We're not playing games. We're TikTok. We're on.
People were like coming up to me and going, you can't do this. And I was like, fuck you. I can do what I want to do. Cause, and then someone... Like at the Netflix thing, this girl comes up to me and like I'm and plus since I'm diabetic, I can't drink mimosas. So I'm just drinking champagne.
Yeah.
So I'm like fucking six champagne thing, which isn't that much, but it's
just enough.
It's just enough. And then like... French people are like, you shouldn't have said that. And I'm like, fuck you. And then this woman is like, you're burning the bridge between Quebec and France. And I was like, I don't give a fuck about France.
And then Mike chose violence.
And then she's like, but you don't know him because he's like a gangster over there.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, oh, you want to fucking play gangster? You want to play gangster? You want to do a fucking, you want to find out who's Biggie, who's Tupac? You know who I am? I'm Snoop Dogg. Yeah, I shoot ain't suave. I'm unkillable. Nah. And then I dropped my champagne glass like a mic drop. And then it just like, and then I was like, what have I become? Like, I was just, what the fuck is going on? And then I ran away.
We're bad influences on
in your head, it God, played so epic. That you drive, you're like, fuck, what? Yeah. This is dumb.
It was That's a fun, so it was fun. But that was a good festival. We fucked around so much.
That year, like, we were, like, I was getting everyone into the, there was a party for, was it Funny or Die? I think it was Funny or Die or it was Netflix. Mm. One of the two. And they were strict, like, on the, you needed a fucking special bracelet and the whole. So I was like, come in, we'll just go in through the exit, right? Because the entrance, they have 100 people. The exit, it's just a chick.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, I just walk in, I'm like, and she's like, you can't go. And I was like, it's okay, they're with me. And she's like, no, but this is it. It's okay. They're with me. They're
he
with
just
me.
Kept saying they're and with then, me.
They're
and she didn't know what to do.
With me. And then she was like, I don't know. And then we went in. We were like fucking 40 people. Like, and then so then they Love sent that. They sent like three big black dudes at the exit to fucking just like ruin my plan. And then Preach was the only one that wasn't with us. So Preach texts me and he's like, I'm
he's like, I know those guys. Hold on.
No, he's like, even better. I'm at the exit. I'm coming in. I was like, I'll go get you. So I go get him. And then he goes to go in and the black dudes are like, look, he can't, this is the exit. And I was like, no, he's with me. Like, I'm doing this still. And they're like, no, this is the exit. This is the exit. And then I was like, is this because he's black? You racist motherfuckers. And they're like, no, it's not. It's not because we don't have anything. He's a black person. You don't like black people. Shame on you.
Perfect.
And then I brought him in. And so we're like, I don't know how many people, but a lot of people. A lot of people. And then we're just walking around and we're like,
this party sucks.
This place sucks. Get the fuck out of here. So we didn't even have one drink. And they had like a meeting. Like, what are we going to do? About all these
three people got fired that night, dude.
It's crazy.
That's hilarious.
That was the year that Swartzen was there.
We were getting drunk, fighting. Yeah.
That's most parties, though. Can I be frank? Like, most industry parties, you're like, oh, cool, cool. You get to rub shoulders. Then you're like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. This sucks. Like, they're not fun.
We were with Josh Blue, who's a really funny comic. Mm. A guy that he won Last Comic Standing, and he was a finalist on America's Got Talent. And he speaks French because he grew up, part of his upbringing was in Africa.
Oh.
So I'm like, you speak French? And he was like, yeah. And I go, fuck, I have a Bordel Comedy Club. Do stand up. So we bring him here, and he's like, "I don't want to do it." But they just bring him up, and he's got a cerebral palsy.
Right.
But the guy bringing him up doesn't know, so he just goes, "This next guy, he's an English guy. He's done Last Comic Standing," and he mentions like name drops shows that these French Quebecers have never heard of.
No idea.
And then he shows up, and then he's just like, "Ooh," and these French people are like, "Why is this? Why is this fucking American making fun of disabled people? That's not right. And plus the guy had brought him up saying that it's one of Mike Ward's friends. So and I was in court because of the whole disabled kid. So they're like, Mike Ward is bringing fucking Americans so to shit funny. On our disabled people. So his set was
weird.
Rough. It was weird.
They thought he was kidding the whole time?
They thought he was fucking around for the first time.
He thought he was fucking around and it was weird because
you're off to a bad start.
He was looking for his words. So he gets off stage and he's like, oh, fuck, that wasn't good. And we're like, no, it was okay. It was cool. It's an experience. And then we go to one of the parties and then someone comes up to him. Hey, how's it going? I heard you perform in French. And he was like, it was fucking. And then he starts saying how horrible it was. But we're like, no, he was fucking amazing. He was super brave and blah, blah, blah. And then he hasn't fucking spoken French in like 30 years and he was on stage. And then another person comes. We're still, he was amazing. And by the fourth person, we're like, he was fucking amazing.
He's
and
killing
then
it.
His manager comes and his manager's like, "Hey Josh, how'd it go?" And he was like, "I fucking destroyed."
That's amazing.
Because yeah, that's all that really counts.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you could bomb like a festival. Yep. You could bomb, but as long as people think you killed,
and yeah. no one cares. That's
yeah,
the other thing.
No, yeah.
Penn and Teller. I did a show called Wizard Wars back in the day, where you had like 24 hours with three props, and you were going up against another team, and it was me and Spidey, and we were doing this TV show. And it was like an episode, and we go to the finals and all this stuff. And you just realize that this whole fucking thing is a big sham, a big charade. It's like nothing of what they're saying is, I don't know about this.
Has substance?
Yeah. I lost my train of thought. Fuck.
Well, I was
gonna
say,
hate when that happens. But, I was like right there. I was like, shit.
2018.
Shouldn't smoke weed.
That's the tip of the iceberg. You understand? It was like a street gang. We were fucking around the entire festival. We were just having fun. One of our friends... we bullied him. It was mostly me who bullied him to come out and drink when he didn't want to. He ended up fucking up his career for like a year or two. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He got banned.
Oh, and plus like he, like, cause I told him he didn't, like, everyone was like, okay, how do we get into these parties?
Mm.
And he had the best line. He came in and they go, who are you? And instead of say, he goes, I'm Mike Ward's head of security. Like the head of security.
So there's more.
With a pinky ring and a gold watch.
There's more out there.
So it's not like Mike Ward has a security guy.
He's got detail.
And then people are like, fuck.
Yeah.
Chappelle has like one dude. Mike Ward was a head of security.
It was crazy.
Oh, So, sorry. Fucking, I remember what I was going to say. I was just going to say, Penn and Teller, I did the show, but I fooled them in that show. Fool Us came out afterwards.
Okay.
And I hit a pen. I was like, he's like, yeah, you can tell people you fooled us because you did. He didn't care. He's like, you can put whatever you want in your quote. I don't give a shit, but people will care. Like if you're selling to corporate or if you're trying to do colleges. Yeah. Fooled Penn and Teller. Wow, he fooled us. Penn. Even if it wasn't on Penn and Teller Fool Us. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't fit in this story anymore.
What the fuck was this going on?
Yeah. Jesus
Christ. Wait, listen.
We're talking about baseball, and he's like, I like bowling.
We're talking about ruining a man's career.
Yeah.
You pulled the Poseidon.
But I think he bounced back.
There was one guy. Yeah, we're at a party at Just for Laughs, and those parties were fucking garbage because, like, everyone that goes there is people that think, like, this is where Seinfeld fucking... got his deal. This is where Kevin James got his deal. So, and the Americans don't care because the Americans, most of them, like they've heard other stories about where people got deals. But people in Montreal, that's all we hear is fucking Tim Allen came here, got a deal.
That's true.
So it's all these weird open micers, like these fucking scary, weird open micers. And us, and we're drinking, and then one of our friends, we text him, we're like, hey, come over, and he's like,
I'm watching the Beach Boys.
Yeah, he was watching the Beach Boys, so then we, like, one of us called him gay.
That was me.
so then, but then he's like, no, come on, and he's like, no, I've had a lot to drink, I've been watching the Beach Boys, quit being a fag and come, so come hang out. He comes hang out, but we're, like... Swartzen was drunk. I was drunk, but he was fucked up.
No, like he like, was finished.
And then instead of going, oh fuck, we brought him here. Let's help him home.
Sure.
We were like, this guy's annoying. Let's leave. So we just left. We left. And then that night he's fucking hammered in a party that he didn't want to go to because he said he was too fucked up to go to and no one's there to help him.
Wow.
And then he just goes off and he's drunk and he's yelling racist things and homophobic things.
He's
trying to
fist people's wives.
Yeah, he's from Africa.
Yeah.
He went crazy.
Oh, fuck. It was the best.
That is insane.
And he was doing a show. And in the reviews, he was the star of the show. He was the only one that got a standing ovation in the show. And then they fired him. Because it was the first year after Gilbert. And every venue you went to, they had rules. They were like, you can't do this, you can't. And he didn't do anything sexual. But he told a comic that he was going to fist fuck his wife.
Something close to that.
Close to that. I tried to change it. So
that's smart.
Okay, but I mean, that's not that bad.
But he mentioned said, the religion.
He said,
it was a
whole I'm
going to
fist fuck your whatever religion, race, wife.
Oh.
I think he mentioned religion and race.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I'm going to fuck
Hold on, which
you.
Race? Yeah. No, that's fine.
If we tell you the religion, you'll guess the race.
Yeah.
Fair.
It was insane. So the next day, me and him were recording at the Bordel. We were having interviews for Two Drink Minimum, all these like brand Williams that was coming through. And then we're sitting there and we get a phone call from him. And I thought he was joking. And me and Mike are like, I got fired. You guys gotta help me. And we're laughing. We're like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
like,
no.
What did you say? He's like, apparently I said. And then he said what he said. And me and Mike are like, holy shit.
The worst thing ever, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's like, you made me go. I was like, you're an adult. You're an adult. I didn't make you do anything.
That's so fucked.
Yeah, but I told him because I was like, look, you have to quit drinking or pretend like you quit drinking.
Yeah.
And then just keep being a fucking drunken buffoon in your off time. But whenever you do a show and Just for Laughs is there, you're the fucking,
work.
I'm drinking water.
It's business.
I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
Because because he didn't touch anyone. He didn't do anything wrong. He just said outlandish shit when he was drunk. So if he would have been like, oh, fuck, I'm so ashamed. Yeah. I'm never going to drink again. They would have been like, okay, since this is like, it was the Me Too year, they might have told him, okay, we'll have you on next year.
Yeah, in hindsight now, we're like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Compared to like all the stuff that's come out in the past of people.
Well, it's just because when it first happened,
when someone's just words, you're like, oh, I mean, get over it then.
Yeah,
you know
now
I mean?
We're back to that. But the reason was because when the Me Too thing first started,
yeah.
You got a bunch of crazy stories. You got rapes. You got this.
Yeah.
So people were so like, what the fuck? You kept thinking one leads to another. So
one
you kept
leads
thinking
to an exact.
Someone being like, hey, nice tits. In your head, like this motherfucker. Yeah, rape someone.
Yeah.
Everyone panicked.
In French, it's an agression sexuelle. That is way too aggressive as a term when I call somebody,
sexual aggression,
I say, hey, nice tits. Yeah. That's not sexual. There's nothing aggressive.
But,
like,
I'm not for over-exaggerating. I'm not for over-exaggerating and locking people up.
Yeah.
But I see now why it happened, because we got stories that we didn't expect. Like, none of us ever expected when we heard, like Bill multiple rapes.
Yeah.
We were all like
Bill
what
Cosby.
The fuck?
Yeah. He's on tour. We're just letting
again?
That guy. He's,
how's he on tour?
Check out his website.
He couldn't
got
even
dates.
Talk last time.
You know what's
Cosby's
amazing?
Got dates.
Cosby has a lot of money still. He could buy Just for Laughs. Imagine how
no.
crazy that would be if Cosby buys it back. And then everyone's like, oh.
And on the French side, he brings back Gilbert. Yeah. Like,
no, it's
never drink anything
so
those two give you.
His website did have tour dates.
Sold out.
A little while ago. Yeah, completely sold out. But I think now maybe they're down.
I wonder though, like, because Cosby is like fucking like that's the extreme. Like, you don't get rapier and more wrong than Cosby. Like, his was rapes and drugging and like it's fucking evil. Like, it's like the murder is less evil than what he did.
But people exaggerate. People, something happened. I went to Drummondville. I had my hour in Drummondville.
Is that his website?
It's
a big M.
Literally, probably about 6 months ago, me and Wes were looking at it, and he had dates.
Hold
and
on,
had,
is that a big N?
No, it's like some placeholder, I guess.
85.
Yeah, he's still hanging and banging. Yeah. But when I went to Drummondville, I had a good show in French.
Why is he dressed like a grandmother here?
That's
because he's 85, dude. He's fucking.
That is the best thing, though.
He's not wearing pants.
Did I tell you this story? Because Gilbert was
he just woke up.
The old owner of the festival. He had been accused in the 90s of sexually abusing someone.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he hired a company called National. That they're a PR firm that they only do damage control.
Oh, what's their number?
And the National told him, they were like, look, if people see you as a rapist, you sexual assault, you can't get away from
that.
Crazy. He was like, the only way you could kind of get away from that is if people thought you were gay. And then he was like, interesting.
Pull a Kevin
so
Spacey.
Then he started dressing. That's when he started wearing little
scarves. Oh, no way.
And fucking violet suits. He'd wear little purple suits. And then he'd go eat with his best friend. And then his best friend, and this is a story, like it's not I heard from a person.
Yeah.
From this is his old best friend that told me.
His old
he was
PR
sitting,
guy.
sitting with him at the table, and he'd be like, yeah, yesterday I went to see the Expos or whatever. And then you'd go, and just start like rubbing
just
his hand.
Just
rubbing his hand and very
just
like,
being a little more
like,
gay.
Just hey, you know, like very fucking like.
Just up in the game by 30%. He's
very
like,
very Italian.
Just
so maybe that's what Cosby's doing. Like Cosby's like, gay isn't enough, but
Spacey
old
did
grandma.
It. Spacey did it.
Yeah.
Spacey was like, I didn't rate. I'm gay.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, guys, you got to forgive me.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gay. Don't you get it?
He came out of the closet like 15 years too late.
Yeah, he came out of the closet literally like a month after he got accused of like sexually assaulting a boy.
Yeah.
He's like, but I'm gay.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't think
right? I wouldn't, don't hate gays,
that's
right?
But that's the wrong strategy.
I wouldn't force myself on a young adult male.
Yeah.
I'm a homosexual.
Yeah, you know.
Gay guys wouldn't try to have sex. Gay guys wouldn't try to have sex with a young gay guy. What the fuck?
It's so stupid.
It's almost like in that Dahmer show when the cops are like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, just some gay stuff. And the cop was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
You know how weird those gays get. He's like, I don't know, whatever you're into. You know, he's like, why is this dead body here? He's like, just some gay stuff. He's like, hey.
Yeah,
you
guys, I don't want to ask.
You guys do your own thing. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say about people exaggerating because in Drummondville, someone told me something after the show. They said, oh, I thought it was going to be more... more aggressive, like you go because of what they
more
read.
Aggressive.
Yeah, because of what they read online. It goes, you talked about race, you talked about gay, but you didn't actually make fun, like you didn't hurt it. And I go, that's because it's all nonsense. They over exaggerate because no one knows what a joke is anymore.
Yeah.
So if you mention a word, they freak out. I go, did you think I go town to town? Spewing insanity, like
you have a black guy tied up.
Yeah, like what did you think? Like, no, it's just because you know people get mad and they see this, but it was just funny. It wasn't attacks. I go, guess what comedy is?
Yeah. He prints out his set for everyone before the show. Mm. He's like, here, read the jokes.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Read them out of context first, like, and then we'll get to
it. But it's just people. They have this idea. They go, oh no, it's trash. Like in French, they say trash. Like our type of. But not even him. You hear his stuff. He's not attacking anyone. They're jokes. They're just
no. He's being clever.
Yeah, that's all it is.
He's being. You know, it's like. There's a difference between being mean and being mean and funny.
Yeah.
Because being mean and funny is acceptable as long as it's on purpose.
Yes.
But, you know, being just mean, that's, nobody likes that. Nobody wants someone who's just mean.
Shut up, stupid.
You know, that's what I'm saying. That was funny. That's why it worked.
Because of the straight face.
Yeah, because it worked.
I have a very aggressive straight face.
But when you call me an N-word in the parking lot, I didn't appreciate that. That was not funny.
You don't want to be one of them, huh?
That's true.
Yeah, I feel it. Yo, your boy, you were away. No, you were away. You were here.
Yeah.
Were you here?
I don't know. We're time traveling all the time here.
But let's do that next episode. Okay. Let's just do Just for Laughs.
Just for Laughs? Okay, because I really want to know about those
stories. What's the next step for Just for Laughs? Is this your announcement that you're starting a comedy festival in Montreal?
People kept asking. I got messages.
You
got
to ask
tell
him.
Mike
to
do you think...
And I'm
that's
not
a good
rich.
Question.
Because I'm like Quebec rich.
Yeah,
so I'm
20 million to pay off their debt.
I can
plus the millions you have to put in. It's insane the money.
I can order at a restaurant without caring about what the price on the menu is. I can't even do that for a car. Like I have a Tesla 3. Like I have the shitty Tesla.
Yeah.
So a shitty Tesla is still a crazy car.
It's still a Tesla, but it's a shitty Tesla. You don't buy a festival.
That's what I got. It's like you know we're not. We'll say we got Tesla.
Yeah.
I guess I got Tesla.
He's got YouTube money. He's not Mr. Beast.
Exactly. Exactly.
You could afford, though.
The festival? Absolutely not.
I was talking, because I was talking a lot with Grégoire from Switzerland, and he was saying that his festival in Switzerland, he changed everything from, because every festival or every major festival was built kind of the same way. It was all a copy of Just for Laughs. So it's the TV galas that's where you make the money. You sell your product to whatever network. And then with that money, you hire big people to come in. And then he said him in Europe, France didn't want his festival anymore. So then he was like, okay, let's fuck off. Let's just do it on YouTube. Let's put it on YouTube. Yeah. So he put it on YouTube. And like at first he wasn't getting as much money from YouTube as he was from the networks, but he was like, I could put like shitty cameras and on YouTube, no one cared. So the first year, instead of costing me $100,000 a night to film, it cost like $3,000 a night to film. So then he was like, and then instead of hiring, like, because the networks wanted old famous people, he was like, but comedy fans want to see whoever's the best and up and coming. So he was like, I was hiring up and coming comics and filming it fucking like good quality, but kind of cheap. So he was like, the show was costing me nothing. So he started making money right away. And now he's making more money off his YouTube channel.
Yeah. I think that's the way to go. And you look at, obviously Netflix is a joke festival, which is pretty like, obviously like probably the biggest comedy festival in the world at this point, right? You got the biggest names doing all these things. Like it's all digital now. Like, you have the shows which are there, which are in these arenas and all, but the only thing that matters to these people now, the real currency, is having that digital file, yeah, right? That's the real currency. Because selling tickets, sure, you can make 50 grand, 100 grand, half a million, but once you have that file, now they can make millions, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they have, so that is the...
I was happy because, like, Just for Laughs last year or 2 years ago asked me to buy Suzukut.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any money. Oh. And the deal they were making was fucking weird because I got another offer for like over $7 million,
mm-hmm,
and then so I told them if I sell to you guys, I need at least 10.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Look, we're not gonna offer any money, but we'll give you our ad revenue from YouTube." And I was like, "But I get that already."
Yeah.
And then they were like, "No, but our deal, we signed a fucking crazy deal." And then they told me their deal.
And it wasn't.
And it was, they make one third what I make.
Yeah.
Like, so they signed a deal.
Yeah, to make less than.
With the YouTube in the years when, like, the big sponsor on YouTube was GoDaddy.
That's right.
So, like, they're making, like, GoDaddy money.
You go to
so I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if I had signed with them, I would have lost fucking, like, everything.
Yeah, no, and but now I remember that. Podcasts are the best way for advertisers to sell things nowadays.
Stop talking. I had a meeting with Just for Laughs last month. I was trying to explain this to them. They looked at me like I was speaking another language.
That's the truth, though, because the viewer retention is so high. The audience is so loyal and faithful. And, you know,
and that's where advertisers are putting their money.
Of course. And you can know your demographic automatically. I can show you, like, what my demographic is.
White supremacists.
Exactly. Just middle-aged, you know, doughy white people like me. But that's, that, you know, at least you know your audience, then you can sell it to them. So it's worth a lot of money to advertisers. And, yeah, if you would have given that up early, that would have been rough.
No, he owns everything. Yeah. It's no, so, I know. In order for him to give up something like Suzukut, which is, it's the biggest show in Quebec. It's 8 million people, but it's also big in France.
It's fair to say it's the biggest podcast. It's always at the top in Canada.
By far, by far.
Not just Quebec.
No.
By sheer numbers, it destroys anything else in Canada.
Canada doesn't have a good podcasting ecosystem yet.
Yeah.
But it's so big for him to give that up.
Supportive.
For him, the offer needs to be greater than his potential for the next 5 years minimum. So it would be in the high millions. Now, they're going to make their money. As long as they have the advertisers ready, they can make that money. But he's not going to invest in their effort. He already invested and he has the... There's no reason to.
Yeah,
unless you come and you give me $20
million. No, you're not adding anything to the project.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to come in.
When you approach someone like that, you always have to think, like, what can I offer them that they need? Because otherwise you're not going to get in anywhere. And that goes for anything on any separate level. I've learned that is like, hey, if I want to work with this entity or I want to buy this or I want to do whatever, you have to prove that you have something they need. And so whatever that is, right? So when people come to you and we're like, yeah, dude, we can take this to the next level. It's like, hey, I've taken it to the next level forever. That's what I've been doing.
I've had those meetings with Spotify and Amazon. And both of them, kind of like Spotify, they approached me and they were like, "Okay, we want to do a TV ad campaign, and it's just Suzukut, and it'll be written that you can watch your favorite podcast on Spotify." And I was like, "Okay, so how much does it pay me?" And they were like, "You get amazing exposure."
Ooh.
They were like, "You're going to be everywhere."
Suck a dick.
And then I was like, "Okay, yeah, but how much does it pay me?" And then they go, "When people in Quebec think about podcasts, they're going to think about you." And I was like, "They do think about me."
That's what they thought.
So I was like, "But they now they're going to think about me and you, and I get nothing." And then so I was like, make an offer. And then Amazon, they're like, "We want to get into the podcasting game, and we heard that you were big in Canada." So I was like, "Okay, make an offer." And they were like, "No, but we want to sit down to." And I was like, "Make an offer, and if the offer's good, because
these are people with the most fucking money in the world."
And
Spotify and Amazon. Do you know what I mean?
When they go in a different language, they weren't sure, they get scared.
Who cares? Throw some money at it, dude.
The woman from Amazon, she was like, "No, but we just want to talk before." And I was like, "Your fucking owner is in outer space right now.
Yeah.
So just, you could give me $100 million a month and it'd be nothing. Yeah. It's fucking pocket change."
Yeah, it's what he made before he touched Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
God damn.
Oh, and one thing that it didn't really come out in the English media about Just for Laughs that I thought was fucking like hilarious and sad and weird. Wow. The reason why they went into bankruptcy is, remember they had a guy that used to handle the archives for them that I told you about? There was a guy that he used to record everything that was on TV, like before YouTube. So wow. he was this guy, clearly autistic, that he would record everything. So he'd record, he had four VCRs going all the time.
Incredible.
He'd record everything. He had satellite dishes, so everything in the States, in Canada, amazing, in Quebec. And then he got more satellite dishes.
God bless those people, dude. We need more of those people.
He was recording in Europe. And so he became sort of like a phenomenon in the sort of the Montreal comedy world. And then NBC lost the Seinfeld pilot, the Seinfeld Chronicles. So NBC didn't have that. And then they were like, fuck, we need that. And then someone told them, they were like, there's some dude in Montreal that he records everything. Maybe he has it. Mm-hmm. So they contacted him, and he was like, yeah, I have it. So he gave NBC the pilot. And then Gilbert, the old owner from Juste pour Rire, was like, fuck, I need this guy on my team before someone else steals them from me. So he offered him a deal. He was like, I'm hiring you for life. For life. You have a job. And then he made him like sign
a contract. $140 million.
No, and it was like a base, like not a lot of money, but a good consistent salary.
Yeah.
It was $60,000 a year, but for life. So he gets that.
Damn.
He signs a contract. And then when the whole Me Too thing hits and then Gilbert loses the business, the Americans come in. And then this guy is like, I have a contract. I'm here for life. And they're like, go fuck yourself. So he's like, no, but I have a contract. They're like, go fuck yourself. Like because in the old days, they were like, we need this guy.
VCR, VHS bullshit.
But now, like with YouTube, if you want to find something, just go on YouTube.
Just Google it.
So they didn't get like his value. So they were like, go fuck yourself. So they fired him. He took Juste pour Rire to court and he won.
Let's go.
Oh, so he won.
Oh, nice.
And
that's
then
not a contract.
He won $680,000 or something.
Yeah, so 11 years of work.
Yeah. So
that's insane.
He wins that. And then he was like, his lawyer told him, he was like, Juste pour Rire isn't gonna pay, so get a mortgage on the Juste pour Rire building. So he got a lien, like or I don't know if it's a lien or a mortgage or how you call it, on the building.
So he owns the building.
So then Juste pour Rire got a thing saying this guy owns the building, and then they were like, okay, fuck it, we're filing for bankruptcy.
Yo.
So that's what tipped them over.
That's what tipped them
over.
So
no way.
It was the autistic guy with the VHS.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
One dude.
Let's go.
That is
one
so
dude.
Funny.
Bro, look, I'm on his side because I obviously...
Yeah, I was going to say,
I want Jalef to exist, all that, you know, and I know I have so many people that work there, but
let's hit this guy
when
up.
You
let's
do something bad, like that was wrong the way they treated him. You're going to get your come up.
Let's get this guy on the podcast.
Oh, he was crazy.
Like, I talked about him to Bruce from Just for Laughs. A couple of years ago, I'd met Bruce to talk about podcasts, how Just for Laughs needed to get... Like,
we've been singing for years.
I've had those meetings. Penthouse has had those meetings. And
I was
like,
offering to do it for them.
Mm.
I was like, you... first meeting I had, I was... Because whenever I'd say, you should do this, he was like, we don't have the people. And I was like, fucking get Pantelis. Just hire Pantelis. Yep. We don't have the studios. Fucking rent Pantelis' studio. Like, all the problems they had super simple solutions.
Easy solution.
I was the solution.
And one of the podcast ideas I had, because they want to do podcasts, and then they had their channel on Sirius XM. So I was like, you guys have so much content. You should do specials. Like, you do a podcast. It's the Chris Rock episode. So you do excerpts of Chris Rock doing stand-up over the years at Just for Laughs. There's one year Chris Rock fucking bombed. There's something funny about hearing Chris Rock bomb.
Wow.
Plus, if you have people talking about, like, if we have you going, I remember I called Chris Rock because he told me when he booked Chris Rock, it was the year that he was America's Funniest Man, cover of Time Magazine. And then he didn't want to do Just for Laughs because Chris Rock had told Bruce, he was like, Montreal's way too white. I need a town that's kind of black. And then he goes, he was like, no, there's a lot of black people. And then he goes, finally, he goes, I kind of convinced Chris. Chris calls me up, and Bruce was at a, I don't know if it was Clint Black or some, like, very country singer
yep.
show.
Yeah.
And the phone rings and he sees it's Chris Rock, but he's like at a Clint Black show. So he's like trying to fucking hide the country, country music.
The twang.
Just to show, no, we're very
yeah,
urban.
The fucking, yeah.
But I told him, I was happening. Like, you do those shows. So you do like every major artist of the last 40 years and you have 40 episodes. So you have this Chappelle show.
Yep.
You have stories about Chappelle.
That's great.
And then so he was like, yeah, but how are you gonna find all those? And I was like,
God damn.
You have that autistic guy
yeah.
that works for you. He was a fucking contract for life. And he didn't tell me he wasn't there anymore. Ooh. He was like, no, but he's not, yeah. It's complicated.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, okay.
But this is one of those, and I told Poseidon to look at how people do this in industry. These are very bad bosses or CEOs. They're willing, like let's say this guy is 60 Gs a year. They're willing to be like, we need to save money. So they don't see the actual value. This guy, what he's doing is worth way more than 60 Gs a year. But they're like, we're just going to get 60 Gs off the book and fuck us over well, long term.
Because
like,
it's no, a business.
Because it doesn't make sense. There's, yeah. It's like when
it's not just way more because money. You look at inflation. Like after a while, 60 Gs is nothing. It's not a good salary.
That's
it might
saying.
Have been, yeah.
So it's not worth you firing him because he's bringing to the table so much more than 60 Gs.
But I mean, still VHS. Bullshit. Like I can understand how they're like, hey, we're in internet days.
It
like,
doesn't
I,
matter. You could even
you
pay
also,
him to transfer that, but do it's it.
You gotta respect
archive,
the contract at the
yeah,
end of the day.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
only thing,
that,
right?
That
they want to fire him, they can fire him, but like,
but you have some, you have gold, and you're like, I'm gonna save 60 Gs here and down now along the, that 60 Gs just
yeah.
cost them 600,000.
Yeah,
you see, because
yeah.
they're so.
But
fucking,
it would have cost them that anyway.
And that's 600,000
without losing the business.
That yeah. 600,000 just cost them. 75 million
that's right.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's sometimes you got to know like what's worth it. It's not every single penny. A lot of expenses
yeah,
are worth it.
Sometimes you can also be like, hey man, well, let me see that contract. Be like, all right, what if we give you 10 years and we just pay you off? Is that
yeah.
a fair deal? And he can be like, yeah,
that
sounds fair to me. That's what I'm saying. But
yeah.
then, you know, at least
no, no,
maybe.
No, but you're
yeah,
what I'm
he
saying.
Said the
he's
deal,
not useless.
The, in the paper, he said the deal they offered was insulting. So they probably said, okay, you're getting 60 Gs a year.
Right.
We'll give you
Five
2 years
yeah.
or 3 years.
Yeah.
But if you, even if they gave him, but then again, like, yeah.
You got to be insane to promise someone. A salary for life. You got to be
plus,
so high on your own fucking
no, that's
supply,
what Vince
dude.
Vince McMahon had
that's
done originally
insane.
With Bret Hart because he believed in him so much, and then they had to renegotiate later. It was like
yeah.
$12 million a year for life. Anyways, but him, what I'm saying is, we keep thinking as an autistic guy with VHS tapes, the value he's bringing in of organizing and having the entire archive
yeah.
of the biggest comedy
sure,
festivals,
yeah.
so, and you have one guy that
it,
can do that job. It's so worth it.
It
so for you not to see the value in that, you're paying other people more money to do dick, to sit around an office and shoot down good ideas.
What's crazy to me is that that whole system has all this archive, had all this archive, right, at its own, you know, they had it right there. It was all filed. It was all ready to go. And like I said before, content is king nowadays.
Yeah.
Content
yeah.
is currency. And a piece of video that I filmed 10 years ago, I don't just post it. Now I can post it and repurpose it,
cut it up
20 different ways
yeah.
for 20 different platforms once a year.
Yeah.
So
because people will
guy.
Forget about it, right?
Yeah.
So
you can get this guy
so
to archive. He already
that's
archived.
That's what I'm
he
saying.
Brings,
if you have all this art, but that archive is there. I mean, obviously he doesn't have to give it over, but he can't use it for anything.
No.
You know, it's their property, their intellectual property, but they can't legally take it from him because he's the one who recorded it.
They could both make money off it together.
You know? But that's the whole thing. You could take all that and just like on YouTube only, you know,
make
not even
fucking
exactly,
millions.
And just throw or license it off to any Netflix special.
It doesn't matter.
Any
anything.
Netflix
the
doing a documentary
is,
on Chris Rock, on Will Smith,
yeah.
on like whoever is like the person at you know the
but
person
that's
that
the
are.
Difference
and yeah,
between someone who sees the big picture and these fucking idiots who are willing.
That's right.
To just because they're mad at someone,
yeah.
to, like or you know, like the old.
Nah,
thing,
you missed out.
Cut your nose to spite your face.
It's
yeah.
a very
thing.
American
you played
thing,
yourself.
Though. It's a very like the American like the when the American owners bought Just for Laughs, they saw Just pour Rire as some fucking shitty little thing, and they whenever anyone buys a business, they want to get rid of half the employees.
So this guy, so you're allowed to put so basically because they owed him money, he said you're not paying me, I'm gonna take over the building.
Yeah.
So now he owns that building?
So I didn't even know you could do that. There was a guy that bought ads, live reads on Suzy Good. He only bought like one, but he bought one ad read and he didn't pay me.
I remember.
And I
that.
Was like, fuck. And I sent him subpoenas and the whole thing. And I was like, fuck, I could have seized his business.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can,
that'd,
though.
That'd be, or his car, at least, or something.
Yeah.
Take his car.
You know, like, you ever watch those Repo Men in the States? Mm. They fucking just show. Those guys are fucking, by the way, probably the most badass people on the face of the earth.
I've seen some crazy videos.
They just show up. They're like, all right, and back up. And within 26 seconds,
bam, bam, bam,
they're driving away with your truck, and you're running out in your underwear. Like, what happened? Like,
I saw a guy sick from Quebec, a repo guy from Quebec. He repoed a car from a guy, but the guy was disabled. And then the guy's like, my wheelchair's in the car. And he's just, he has his cane. He's like, my wheelchair's in the car. And then he's like
two,
he
for
has
one.
His cane, and he's holding the car, and the guy's just like, and then the guy's shaking, and it's so wrong, but it's fucking
those
hilarious.
Guys are all trained, though, in like martial arts. They're like bounty hunters for cars. Like, it's pretty sick.
God, yeah, there it gets serious.
Yeah, that's the next episode we're going to talk about.
Are you performing anywhere you want people to know about, Chris?
We're April 13th. We haven't chosen a location yet, but April 13th, we're doing, Wes and I are doing a Bob, but we're doing, it's not only Bob, we're doing a magic show, kind of comedy magic stuff, and then Bob. So
what city?
Montreal. We're thinking Montreal. Yeah.
Oh, nice. We just haven't had a show that day. He's at Club Soda. Nice, pick another day.
Yeah. It's, we had to commit to one. I was like, we got to commit to something. So we put it on paper. That's the day. We're down to do 2 days. So whatever it is.
Well, look, if you're in Montreal, found a spot. If you're in Montreal during that time, he's going to be doing that. Mike is going to be at the Club Soda.
Let's go.
I'm going to be emceeing a burlesque show. It's a whole other thing. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
So MikeWard.ca for all of Mike's tour dates. Club Soda is practically sold out every night, but there's other tour dates within the entire tour that you can get tickets for. Poseidon's online.
Si, senor.
The Poseidon 69.
The Poseidon 69 Instagram.
Poseidon.com is your website.
Yeah, but just go to YouTube, subscribe, please. I'm trying to get a 500.
Subscribe to his YouTube channel.
What are you posting?
So I can start getting paid.
You posting anything?
Isn't it a thousand to start getting paid?
It's 500 now.
Oh, they changed it. But it's very lowered hard. It. The Pentel's comedy channel has been getting shadow banned recently. People are not seeing my videos.
Preposterous.
So, preposterous. We're going to fight that.
Yellow on every upload.
A lot of yellow.
They hit you. That's when they get you. Before they even look at the video, they're like, yellow. You're like, come on, dude. Yeah, give it a watch.
Like, dude, you haven't even watched
manually
my video.
Manually review, fucker.
Yeah. That's what I do. Yeah. So, PantelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. Thank you all for listening, but most importantly, go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.